Well, the ABC's legal challenge to the validity of a search warrant that permitted the Australian Federal Police to raid the national broadcaster's headquarters in Sydney has been dismissed by the federal court today. The decision, which may be the subject of an appeal, was handed down by Justice Wendy Abram, who's ordered the broadcaster to pay costs. Lawsuit arose after the AFP raided the ABC for news reports that had been exposing a number of unlawful killings conducted by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan, allegedly. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
In what can only be described as a blow to democracy, the ABC has today been informed that their court action against the AFP had failed. The Australian Federal Police raided the ABC's Central Sydney offices on July 5th last year. In response to this raid, the ABC launched legal proceedings, arguing that it was legally unreasonable for them to raid their offices with a warrant that allowed them to add, copy, delete, or alter material within the ABC database. Shortly after the decision was handed down, I asked ABC News Director Gavin Morris on what he thought of the decision.
Well, we think it's very disappointing that journalists going about, you know, covering a story, dealing with a source, and obviously in the process of journalism, telling that source that their identity and the information they were passing on would be protected. You know, we then saw police raids. We then saw some of that information potentially being seized in those raids. We think it's very disappointing that that's what the laws allow.
The drama began in September 2018 when the AFP wrote to ABC reporters Dan Oakes and Sam Clark. In these messages, they told the journalists that they were under investigation for a series of ABC reports called The Afghan Files, which had been published online and been on the 7:30 broadcast. These stories were defended by the ABC, who published them on the basis of public interest, a belief that Gavin Morris still holds.
Well, we think those sorts of stories, which are truthful, which have never been shown to be anything but perfectly accurate, we think they're important stories for Australians to understand. The conduct of, you know, our troops and our military, you know, out there in the broader world, you know, is a story that's relevant and valid. And so the fact that we were able to tell those stories, that they were accurate and true, I think goes to the heart of whether this is... whether that's the sort of story that Australians should be aware of.
The AFP raid on June 5 gave them access to a number of whistleblowers who had leaked defence reports to the ABC on the basis that their details would be protected. As a result, the ABC sued the AFP on the basis that a reasonable person would see that the warrant was a massive breach of privacy, an argument that was cast aside by the courts. With this in mind, I contacted UNESCO's Chair in Journalism and Communication, Professor Peter Grester, and asked him what message is being sent to people who want to share information that is of public interest.
Well, it says that you're likely to find yourself investigated under arrest and facing criminal charges, including the possibility of prison time, regardless of whether there is a public interest or not. And I think that's, again, really troubling.
Peter Grester then went on to say that Australia needs to take a leaf from other democracies when it comes to protecting our right to press freedom.
That we are the only Western democracy that does not have a Bill of Rights and an explicit protection for freedom of expression in our Constitution. The classic example is the US First Amendment, which guarantees the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association. All we have in the Australian Constitution is an implied right of political communication. And that's simply not enough when it comes to protecting press freedom.
Overall, both Peter Grester and Gavin Morris have called for law reform in the wake of today's decision. And so I asked Gavin Morris on what reforms are actually needed.
Well, what we're saying is that there should be the ability when we are being accused of potentially breaching the law in relation to going about our story, that there should be the ability to review that before a raid is undertaken, and that there should be protections of that sort, so that you can have this debate around whether we've done something wrong, whether we've potentially breached the law, whether we've done something against national security or whatever else. But you would have that argument before the police enter the building.
ABC News Director Gavin Morris, ending that report by Andrew Herlinger.